Growth in the service sector has been such an important part of the Indian economy, so let's look at that a little more closely. Right now, services are about 59% of Indian GDP, a figure which is remarkably high for a developing economy. Of course, everyone knows about Indian call centers, but the services growth in India goes far beyond that. A lot of the services boom in India has been about information technology, but this also crosses over into sectors of banking, communication, and business services. Business services including machinery rental, research, accounting, legal, and technical services. Other dynamic service sectors in India have included hotels, restaurants, education, and healthcare. A few simple pictures show the importance and growth of the service sector in India. For instance, as a share of GDP, the agricultural sector is falling in this manner. Industry as a share of GDP is rising slightly, but if we look at the blue line, services, we find that this is showing steady and fairly strong growth. Or let's look at India's share of world exports of goods and services. If we look at 1990, India's share in global goods exports is about 0.5 percentage point, and India's share in global services exports is also about 0.5 percentage point. They're roughly equal. If we look at 1995, they're still about roughly equal. By the time we reach the year 2000, we see that India's share in global goods exports is only up slightly, but India's share in global services exports has more than doubled. It's at 1.1% of the total. By the time we get to the year 2005, we see the discrepancy has really opened up, that here India's services as a percentage of world service exports have gotten a lot larger, and for goods they've only gotten somewhat larger. Finally, looking at the year 2010, we see that in goods markets, India accounts for about 1.5% of exports, but in service markets, it's about 3.3%, really a pronounced difference. As a percentage of India's exports basket, if we take traditional and modern services together, well, that's the white box and the red box. So in fiscal year 1991, it's about this large taken together. It's growing by fiscal year 2000, and then by fiscal year 2012, we can see that it's larger yet. Notice also that in 1991, the red box, traditional services, is relatively large, but modern services has become much larger by the year 2000. That's the white box here, and much larger yet by the year 2012. Again, that's the white box for modern services, and the red box for traditional services. What are the causes of the Indian services boom? Well, one of the important causes has been trade liberalization, which has made it easier for service sector companies to expand. India's trade liberalization is typically identified as coming in the early 1990s, but some of the key acts of liberalization actually came under Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi in the 1980s. For instance, there was a computer policy announcement in 1984 that recognized software as an industry, it gave it some investment incentives, and it also lowered import tariffs on software and personal computers. Overall, it became easier to use foreign exchange to purchase inputs for the service sector, for instance, telecom inputs. So inputs being easier to purchase was one of the key benefits of Indian trade and foreign exchange liberalization. In general, the Indian government has shown a tolerance of telecom freedoms, which has helped the sector, and compared to the industrial sector, the services sector is much less subject to labor market regulation and union restrictions, and this too enables the sector to grow at a higher rate. Finally, it can be said that earlier in the 19th century, there is some Indian history of having a relatively favorable record in services productivity. So the Indian services revolution may have some earlier roots in Indian traditions. On top of all this is simply entrepreneurship. The Chinese economy was filling out or grabbing a lot of the manufacturing space, and Indian entrepreneurs were shrewd enough to look for other areas to build, and that, of course, included the service sector. One thing interesting and favorable about the Indian service sector is that it's now absorbing more low-skilled workers than it had in the past. So maybe this individual in the photo is not going to work in the Indian service sector, but perhaps his son will, at least if that son is able to obtain a high school education. Nonetheless, it's a pressing question to ask, as the Indian service sector grows, exactly how many low-skilled workers will it be able to absorb, and what educational requirements will there be for working in that sector effectively. I've drawn extensively on two papers about the Indian service sector by Eichengreen and Gupta. They're also the source of the diagrams. These papers are both online. I recommend that you read them. One is called Exports of Services, Indian Experience and Perspective. The other is The Service Sector as India's Road to Economic Growth.